The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
That's right. Get your motherfucking helmets on. You know what that means. What the fuck?
Hey, hold on, man. They trying to leave me off the goddamn show. It's some bullshit. Hey, what's up, fellas?
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
Oh, shit. Jay Smooth, what's up, nigga?
Hey.
Not much. Y'all trying to leave me, dog.
Hey, Smooth.
Huh?
Hi.
You said hi.
Hi.
You said hi.
I said hi.
You didn't have any plans. I thought you traffic lighting up.
Man, hey, no, man. It's not only that, man. It's just some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know he's not. Mac, you know he's not here, right?
Yeah.
He's on the phone. I don't know if you can hear that clearly. He's on the phone. This nigga didn't even make it yet. And it's late.
Got Christmas? You got Christmas drama?
No, man. My bro, man, he wind up breaking out. I wanted to take him something. The nigga motherfucking wind up having a flat after I left.
So look, just for listeners,
listeners,
here's what I want you to understand, right? If you're supposed to be somewhere, this is what you do. Don't say, hey, I got an emergency. I'll be a little late. Say, hey, I got to help somebody with their car. It's going to be a while. So just so you know where I'm at, I'm doing some car shit. Like, who knows? We don't know. We don't have a timeline, none of that. That way, people aren't just sitting waiting on you. Right, Smooth?
Especially when you on your way.
Well, you know what, Jay Mees, it ain't too often I'm going to come with some laughs for the bullshit. I typically on the show, what? I'm usually not the one that do that. I usually leave that up to you.
Can you start it over again? You're not the one to come with the what?
The last minute bullshit. Like, I can't make it. Or something came up.
Oh.
Be honest.
Okay.
You're on my side now,
Be honest.
Smooth usually don't be having no bullshit. Smooth is usually pretty much on the ball. It's facts.
Hey, thank you. Be honest. You know what, J Mac? We're about to embark on the other decade.
Listen, you guys. Not on Jesus' birthday. We're not gonna do this. This is too close to Jesus' birthday to be acting this way. Be honest.
Jesus sent the disciples. He knows what the deal is.
I'm not talking to you right now, Smooth. I need be honest to tell me what is it that I need to do? what is it that I need to do to get you right, homeboy? Because I'm that kind of friend, bro.
I'm right, man. I'm right.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not right, dude. You're not right.
Be honest.
And it's a problem.
Well, the first question I have though is, this is the end of the year, the end of the decade. We're not going to go
into the decade.
We're not going to go into the next decade pretending like Smooth fucked 300 bitches.
No, we're not.
Okay, so how many? You know what my number is. I need to be close to my number.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I mean, from my count, I'm like 10, at 4.
10. I'm a 10. 10. Give me at least 10. Give me 10, J-Mac.
It's probably closer to 4.
In the 5 years I've known him, this number's 4.
5, you would think in 5 years, I think that's fucking 300 women. In 5 years, he probably would have dozens and a baker's dozen at least.
I don't know, man. Listen, the 300 is ridiculous. That was a good movie, but it ain't Jay Smooth's number, that's for sure.
Right. And I just need you to be consistent.
Listen.
I need you to be consistent on that. I need you to be consistent. No, you tried to play me the other time.
4. Listen, nah. I'm at 4. Listen, how about that? 4. That's his number. I don't think he got none in high school. That's why he act the way he act.
Yeah. Well, that's a start, man. So we'll see how it goes from there. But I just need you to make sure you're staying consistent on what you're letting get by. Because when O-Dub's here, man, you stop every single sentence. And like, but you let Smooth just say anything. So I was like, fuck, I'm not going to be the only one holding up the torch for honesty.
Listen, I'm here, man. I'm here for you, bro. Okay. I got your back.
We'll see how it goes.
I got your back. Are we straight now?
We'll see how it goes. So far, what Smooth said was facts. We'll see how that turns by the end of the show.
Thank you.
So no Thank intervention, you. Right? I don't need to, because I was about to have one.
About to have
so
what?
We don't need one.
A who?
An intervention.
No, I'm solid. I'm just calling it like I see it. Right now, I see facts.
But it sounded like you saw facts again. I'm doing air quotes, facts. Before, when you was talking that wild shit,
right?
So what is it? What facts is facts?
We have to just play it by ear, man. I don't know.
Man, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
Hey, Mac, you know what? I do not want you to take this negative energy into the new decade. Like, you know, you're too old for this, right? Some things you just gotta let go and let God. You know what I'm saying?
And you gotta talk to your boy. Tell your boy to quit tripping.
Tell
B to quit playing.
I think he's really on to something. Now, if you allow this to test take over, it's going to make you age quicker. I really
What's he on to, Smooth?
I don't know. I don't think anything.
No, it's what's he on to? You said he's on to something.
Fact. J-Mac.
But
be honest, would you agree that J-Mac has been negative for quite some time?
I think that's facts, too. Very negative. I think that he's for quite some time, he's been a curmudgeon.
I would agree, J-Mac. And I think, man, the only way to get better is for you to just truly change this.
I agree with that as well. You got to just change your friends or change your friends.
Yeah. We hadn't heard that. Oh, my God. We hadn't heard that since episode 32.
But look, listeners, while they're going through that, because they're still going to do some mental gymnastics, what I want to do is wish you guys a Merry Christmas, because you may not even celebrate Christmas, but right now it's Merry Christmas. It's tomorrow, basically, because by the time you guys hear this, tomorrow will be Christmas. Right now, it's Christmas Eve. Hopefully, you spent all the money on these non-deserving motherfuckers that you spent all your money on. Did you guys spend a lot of money?
No. I'm not going to say I spent a lot of money, but I spent a little bit of money. But I'm not going to say not.
Would be the opposite of lot, so that makes sense. That wasn't like a stretch.
I'm not going to say mine wasn't non-deserving, because they kind of work hard.
These motherfuckers don't deserve what they got. They're spoiled, all of them.
That's facts.
They don't deserve this shit. Smooth, I know that like for you, for instance, you and your baby mother break it down to where y'all really just get a big gift on like the special days. Am I right or am I wrong?
Mm-hmm. One big gift.
But what I'm saying is, these privileged ass kids we got, and they don't deserve even one big gift. They should be happy. They should be happy they got good clothes, a good house, dogs and shit to keep them company. Like, they should be happy, man. I'm talking about universally across the board. These motherfuckers are spoiled. All of them. Everybody that we're related to.
Be honest.
Yes.
I was going downstairs today, and I realized my kids got two Christmas trees.
Wow.
What they the got fuck? A Christmas tree. A black
we got a Christmas tree upstairs and we got a Christmas tree downstairs.
What
and I just shit? And I just thought to myself, I said, well, gosh damn. Who would have thought that the day would come that my kids would have two Christmas trees? And I never thought I'd have two Christmas trees myself. So how could I imagine that they would? But yeah, no, they do. They got my kids. They definitely.
I'm
fucking up.
Yeah. Are there gifts under both trees?
No, it's just a decorative thing downstairs. But still, you know,
your house too big. You might need to downsize your house, man. So they're not room for two trees.
I think so. I'm trying to move into like a trailer park or something.
I didn't put shit up. Ain't no decorations. My wife put a wreath up on the door. That's it.
You're like the third person that I know that doesn't have a tree up.
For what? What do we do? What are we still doing? Okay, so look, on this show, it's been how many years? 5 years, right? More than five years? How many years have we all been agreeing this shit is all propaganda? All these fucking holidays are just store's version of fuck you. That's all it is. Yet here we are, year five and a half. Niggas still getting Christmas presents. Niggas still buying birthday presents. Niggas still buying Valentine's Day presents. Niggas still buying anniversary presents. Come on, man.
Be honest.
What?
We got to have rituals. rituals are.
The ritual is every Tuesday morning you tune into this motherfucking show, and every Friday you, huh?
That's one of them.
And then on Friday, hopefully you've paid your $4.99 and you check out the premium shit. That's the ritual.
That's the ritual. Now, but we all have our rituals. And listen, and then as you get into that ritual, you don't want to let it go. You're not going to let it go. You know, you just keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? You might be 90-something still listening to the show. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is because it's your Tuesday, Friday ritual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we got rituals, and it's hard to stop them. And as far as getting these gifts, So it's easy for you because all the kids are out.
What do you mean? What's easy for me?
For you to not have to worry about Christmas.
Nigga, I ain't did this for 3 or 4 years. You know, it's for me. Come on, man.
But they've been almost out for that long, too.
No, nigga, come on, man. The kids been here. People have been here. I have just stopped participating.
So how old were the kids when you officially canceled Christmas?
About 3 years ago, man. Seriously. I listen to my words of wisdom on this show. I don't just be doing this shit for fun. This is real shit to me.
That's like 18.
So nigga, you think 18-year-olds don't want iPhones and shit?
I'm just saying, I don't got no 18-year-olds. Give me a couple more years.
Man.
then I could bow up.
Get these motherfuckers a sack of coal. every holiday they looking at you like, you know what it is, man. Honestly, I probably wouldn't mind if for some reason you didn't get them something and they wasn't no big deal. I mean, I don't even want to say, Dad, it's no big deal. You ain't got to give me nothing. Just don't say shit. If you don't get nothing, just don't say shit. Keep on with your life like nothing happened, right? But they feel like they got to say it's okay because that's another guilt trip. Like, you can't even not get them shit because they still going to look at you like, Dad, it's okay. I understand. You broke or what? You know what I'm saying? They always got to say something. Like, just shut the fuck up and just accept no gift. Yeah, except you get no gift. Here's the thing, right? These people really believe that they are owed something. And that's why it's bothersome to me. These fucking companies got them believing that they're owed something. So if they don't get a gift that's as good as their classmates' gift, they come back looking at you like, oh, I had a good Christmas, but Betty got such and man, I don't give a fuck what Betty got. Her parents wrong too.
How old were you when you decided that you weren't owed shit on Christmas?
When I felt like I wasn't owed shit on Christmas. Let me see.
Yeah. When you didn't expect something as a kid.
As a kid, you know, the funny thing, man, is that, I don't remember. I'm too goddamn old, but when I was 19, I went in the military and we didn't have holidays like that anymore. I haven't really gotten anything since I was about 18 or so that I can remember, maybe 19. Here and there, I would get something, but it was never like, I got to get that new G.I. Joe playset. This, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't remember that. I've had jobs since I was 16. So, you know.
So you was getting for yourself. You didn't have to, you know, it wasn't really Christmas. It wasn't birthdays. What about those?
You know what? I don't know, man.
You still kind of expect stuff on your birthday, right?
I don't get shit on my birthday now.
What?
I don't get stuff on my birthday.
That's because, I think you've tricked people into believing that you don't want shit.
Well, I mean, I got a car 1 year.
Yeah, so what the fuck are you talking about? I forgot about that. You got a whole car, nigga.
Yeah, but I mean, but that's not
a high-end car, too. Not no Pinto or no bullshit.
But that's not normal. That's not the normal gift.
It's, you're right. That's fucking, like, atypical of a motherfucker. Who gets fucking cars? Like, how do you even do that? I see that shit on fucking them Lexus commercials TVO. All the damn time. Mm-hmm. Where they be sneak by and fucking they spout a fucking car, and I'm like, whose bank account are you fucking robbing out of that this nigga don't know that you just bought a whole fucking car? Yeah. And then I saw it happen. I never understood. I was part of a real life fucking Lexus commercial and shit. Bowen everything.
And you were the nigga that ran the misdirection.
Yeah, yeah. And see, and I was like, the cool thing is now they got fucking black people in the Lexus commercials now too. So I feel like they got that inspiration from you, because shit, I didn't know no black people that did that shit. I still don't.
Yeah, me either.
Shit, nigga, shut up. No, but yeah, I just gotta, you know. So you didn't get the girls nothing?
I did not. I mean, my bank account probably did. I didn't.
What the hell does that even mean?
I didn't shop for shit. My wife may have gotten them something. My bank account may have been attack.
Oh, okay.
I didn't spend any money on anybody for anything because I think this shit is ridiculous. Fuck.
If we're doing that kind of plausible deniability, then fuck, I didn't do shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't do anything.
Okay.
Well, but together, both y'all are one. You know, if you have a wife, y'all are one. So y'all did it. You might not have bought it or partook in it, but the wife did it for you on behalf of the couple.
So who did you win? Who did you win with, Smooth?
Shit. My significant other. Okay. We both bought shit.
Oh, so you claiming again.
We both bought shit.
I think you false flagging. That's what I think.
The baby mama?
Huh?
The baby mama?
No, hell no. Nigga, I ain't been my kid's mother in years.
Oh, I mean.
I'm talking about more than, let's just say more than damn 12 years for each of them. Shit. Now, hold on, let me clarify. When you talk about my physical, right, like my biological kid, yeah, more than 12 years. Now, I always have baby mamas because, you know, I date chicks that have kids. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to say they're my baby moms, I got a lot of them motherfuckers. Because most chicks I fuck with, they got my babies too. Because I claim them. I claim all the kids.
Why are you fucking?
The kids all need that.
As soon as y'all stop you. Well, yeah.
No, nigga, I still stop. Keep in touch with them. Hey, how's my little boy? How my little girl doing? Tell them daddy say hello.
Wow.
That's the worst kind of parent ever.
But I mean,
a call and check in with the fucking mama.
They still need a role model. Talk to your stepson, your stepson. Now that new era, J Mac, they call them bonus kids, bonus babies. It's my bonus baby.
I would pay you not to mentor kids.
I'm not paying that nigga.
Because I don't. I want to see the future. I'm looking forward to a future for my kids. And if there's a bunch of fucking Jace Move mentees in the fucking world, that's not a good world.
I'm telling you,
even though French Reggie didn't turn out half bad.
I sent him to China.
Okay. You know, this is going nowhere. So I'm going to break in it. Hey, listeners, we really appreciate about this sound quality. It's really bad. I'm really hating you guys have to go through this, but
I'm sorry.
What do you guys remember about 2012? Who was the biggest star in 2012?
Tupac.
Who?
Tupac.
Come on, nigga. Let's be for real. Who was the biggest star? Tupac had been dead 20 years then. Who was the biggest star in 2012? Seriously.
Fantasia?
What the
fuck? Oh, no, I'm just guessing.
Mac, who was the biggest star in 2012?
Rock.
The Jennifer Rock? Lawrence. I don't know.
No, man.
Ben Affleck.
Are you talking about rapper?
Yeah. I'm talking about a rapper.
Oh, okay. Jay-Z, right? No.
No.
Eminem?
No.
2012. Soulja Boy?
No. Let me just play it. Let me just play the biggest. He's back, by the way. Fresh out of 2019. Your boy is... What?
Andre?
No, man. I'm about to play it. Relax. No, I'm about to relax. I mean, I'm about to play it. Relax. Fresh out of 2012 to 2019, he got new shit on the internet. Here you go, right here.
Kendrick.
He's fumbling with the camera right now, so that's why it's done this noise.
Hey, yo, man. Hey, this your boy, Faye Tyson. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, man. Born to be a ball player straight from North Zone, 20 C-Mass, Minnesota, man. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Faye Tyson. You know what I'm saying? And some freestyles I'm finna do for y'all, man. Even though it's been a while, though. Even though I've been gone for a long time. Even though I've been working out. So you can see, I've been working out.
So y'all hear who that is yet?
Nathan Nice, nigga?
Nathan Nice.
Just like the Nathan Nice and French Reggie battle, it's your boy 50 Tyson. You remember 50 Tyson? Yeah. Check 50 this nigga. Tyson. Check this nigga new shit out.
That's why I'm kind of half tired a little bit, but ignore what I do. So you can see, you know, I got a beard like a Hebrew lion, even though I haven't got a haircut for a while since last month. But it's some freestyle I'm finna do. It goes like this. We monkeys, man. Yeah, we go to foreign. Yeah, we go to war. We're our country, man. Yeah, we monkeys. We come from the jungle, man. Yeah, we go to war. Before anything, we monkeys. We monkeys in the jungle. We monkeys. We monkeys in the jungle. We monkeys. We monkeys in the jungle. We monkeys. We monkeys in a jungle.
Man, I'm laughing so fucking hard right now. Hold on, man. You got to see the video, but I think the audio is stupid too. I'm laughing my ass off right now. I can't even see the screen. There's tears in my eyes. Hang on, that's just the intro. That's not even a freestyle. Here you go.
We monkeys in Twin City every day, man. We monkeys around the world, man. In the world, man. We go to war with the police, with the 12 men, every day in Twin City, my mosquito, you already know, man, not saying, you already know, it's 50 MG, T100, that's Northside Zone, man, with all blue, all red, man, my color, we monkeys, man, yeah, we go to war, and we fire for country, man. People hate on us. Yeah, I'm from Northside Zone. I'm from the field, man. When you can't go around, man, and you can't survive from, yeah. We monkeys in the jungle. 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 Yeah. And the song is called Planet of Apes. It talks about we monkeys in the jungle. And then you already know, man, I'm saying 2019, we coming. 2020 next year will be my year for sure. And then you already know, man, I'm saying. And there's another freestyle I came up with. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I came from the monkeys. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we came from the monkeys. Monkeys. I ain't gonna lie, we came from the monkeys. Yeah, we come from the monkeys. Came from the jungle, we came from the streets. Go to war with the ops, or war with the police. I ain't gonna give a damn who the fuck is you. We come from the gorillas, or we came from the monkeys. With our t-shirts, we came from the monkeys. Look at my body, look at my face. You can tell I came from the monkeys. Came from the jungle, walking through the tree. Look at the tree branch, came from the monkeys. Northside Zone, from the monkeys. 50 MG, we come from the monkeys. I ain't gonna lie, we came from the monkeys. I go lie, we came from the monkeys. 50 MG, man, we savages. Motherfucker, you already know, can't fuck with us. Every day I freestyle my life. 11 million views. I go, you can't beat that. Northside Zone. Sword guy, you can't beat that. I'm in Northside Zone. I'm at Farview Park. You already know I came from the monkeys. You already know. Look at the branches. Look at the trees. If you look at the banana, though, if you're looking at a tree, you already know. You can tell I came from the monkeys. Came from the jungle. Came from the bottom. Nobody never gave me nothing in the streets. I got it on my own. Northside Zone. You already know. Yeah. We came from the monkeys. I ain't gonna lie, we came for the monkeys. Monkeys. That song I just did is called We Come From The Monkeys. And there's a third song I came up with. I'm gonna work in the studio real soon. It goes like this. If you're looking at a tree, you don't have to keep walking around. And that's a banana tree. If you're looking at a tree, it's you looking at a fruit. It fell down on the tree. I eat a lot of apples. I love the bananas. Shoot guns like banana clips. Bust a nigga's like coconut. Bust a nigga is like an apple.
Oh my God. This shit goes on for 10 minutes, man. I had to stop it. This nigga rapped for 10 minutes straight.
There's no way. That's like, this nigga's like a zombie rapper. Like that shit, he remixed the same shit, said the same shit. He just did a different flow. Like,
no, he didn't do a different flow.
We Came From the Monkeys was the first two songs, bro. It was both the same song. The way he changed it up, the way he said it, though. But We Came From the Monkeys is the same two songs.
That nigga do look like a monkey, though.
Yo, 50 Tyson is back, nigga. 2012, he must have went to prison. Body. He must have. He got his shirt off in this video, too.
That's how you can tell I'm a Came From the Monkeys.
So
that nigga said, "Kid, you can tell. Look at my face. Look at me.
Look at my body. Like, look at my face." So look though. We both agree, or we all three agreed that he was the biggest star of 2012. I think that he might be the biggest star of 2020 though. Nathan Nice, watch out.
Man. I don't know. Nathan Nice, he got competition, man. Nathan Nice got bars.
So okay, between those three, then Nathan Nice, French Reggie, and 50 Tyson, who you picking?
What am I rooting for, man? Because if I'm really trying to listen to some rap, it's not gonna be 50 Tyson. But 50 Tyson's funny as shit.
No, 50 Tyson is far better in rap than Nathan Nice and French Reggie.
I'm not doing
it. And he's autistic.
I'm not doing it.
You say artistic or autistic?
He's autistic.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
AU, not AR.
I'm not doing that.
AU.
I'm not doing that to none of my Slack brethren.
Doing what?
I'm not letting them get. My man works hard on his bars.
Which man?
Nathan Nice.
Nathan Nice, bro.
So you don't think French Reggie worked on his bars?
Nah, French Reggie just did that shit on the way to fucking to the show.
he was freestyling.
Yeah, French Reggie probably was like spent about five minutes because that's when he had a real job. He probably spent 5 minutes on his break.
But you said French Reggie won.
Yeah.
So what are you saying about Nathan Nice's bars then?
No. Hold up. Time out. I can neither confirm nor deny that I said that. I really don't remember who I said won.
That's how you don't really remember how good his bars were. That's what I'm saying.
But I remember it was close. And I remember both of them was better than that shit that I just heard right there.
What, We Came From the Monkeys? We Came From the Monkeys.
That's not it.
No?
We Came From the... Yeah, that's not it.
I'm shouting out 50 Tyson, man.
Nah, not for 2011. I'd rather vote for Trump than listen to that nigga album.
Who, 50 Tyson?
Yeah.
He had songs before, though. There was that one, Can I Be the One? You remember that? The Hold You or something like that? Can I Be the One to Hold You?
Hold you down.
Yeah. Somebody Hold You Down or something. Because the girl was, her boyfriend was spazzing on in the car. And he was like, yo, that's your boyfriend? He's just like, why you out here? You look cold. He's like, you want to ride? He said, you want to ride instead of out here looking cold? She was like, yeah. She didn't giggle one time. Look. Fucking actress of the year 2012 is that chick because she didn't laugh one time. That nigga was standing to my, you want to ride because you want to ride it's because you out here looking cold. I don't know. I can't remember.
This nigga had 3.9 million views for one of his own Icy.
Yes, this nigga had millions of views in 2012. I'm not fucking with you. This nigga must have went to prison or something, man, because it's what, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
What's his, dude got a prison body?
No.
I ain't seen the video.
He look rough. He like you been outside.
He got a prison build.
He like you been
a big up top with skinny legs.
He like you been in the trees with the monkeys.
A banana tree. Yeah. If you what I didn't even
hey,
get
that
the
nigga
last
said
one.
That's so, a banana. He said that's a banana.
So what happened if you see a banana tree? Don't touch it. What did he say? I don't remember.
I don't know.
That shit is bananas. That whole. Yeah, I like the fact that he was out of breath before he even started.
What was funny about it was the first like 15, 20 seconds of the video was him fumbling with the camera trying to get that shit right and flip it around. You can see him.
That's how you know he's been in jail because he don't even know technology. He's like, what's this? A camera in the phone?
Nah, man. 2012, we had cameras.
Not like that. Oh, yeah, we did, huh?
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, we had a camera. I mean, it may not have been like the best quality, but when did iPhone come out? 2009?
No, we had 2007. That's that old curmudgeon in me coming up.
Yeah, come on, man. He was only in prison 7 years at least.
Shit, and in prison, shit, they be having high tech. Like, you got phones, burner phones, smartphones, iPads.
Yeah.
Niggas be in there living their best life on Facebook. How do you have a Facebook account from prison, nigga?
I don't know.
That don't even make sense.
So, Smooth, I know you got your segment ready.
You said what now?
That's a big time breaker though.
You got your segment ready, Smooth?
I can't pull it up on my phone.
What you mean?
I was trying to pull my shit up on my phone.
Don't sweat it. You know what I got? I got Smooth in the news. All right, so we got a driver who fatally struck three siblings at school bus stop, and she only got 4 years in prison. Y'all heard about this?
Yes.
You heard about it, Smooth?
No, I did.
So
no, hold up. This is not the one that says she ran him over because she's Mexican.
No.
Okay.
A 25-year-old woman has been sentenced to 4 years behind bars for the crash that killed three young children and seriously injured another as they crossed the street to their school bus in Indiana last year.
Oh, she passed the bus.
Alyssa Shepherd will also serve 3 years in home detention and 3 years in probation. Her driver's license was also suspended for 10 years. Shepherd was driving her pickup truck in the morning of October 23rd, 2018, when she struck four children as they attempted to board their school bus on a rural road near Rochester, Indiana. Alvia Stahl, 9, and her 6-year-old twin brothers, Xavier, that's X-Z-Avier, and Mason Engel. Xavier and Mason? Okay, were killed. Their classmate and neighbor, 11-year-old Maverick Lowe, survived but suffered multiple broken bones and had to be airlifted to a hospital where he spent 30 days and ultimately underwent 21 surgeries. During the testimony in court this past October, Shepherd said she had dropped her husband off at work and was on her way to drop her kids at school and welcome a new youth pastor to her church when she came upon a very large vehicle. She said she saw blinking lights but failed to see that it was a school bus or that it had a red stop sign arm extended. Shepherd was found guilty on 3 counts of reckless homicide, 1 count of criminal recklessness, and 1 count of driving around a school bus with its stop arm extended. She had faced a maximum of 21 and a half years in prison. During Shepherd's sentencing on Wednesday, the mother of the three young siblings who were killed allegedly lunged at the woman and was subsequently taken out of the courthouse in handcuffs, according to South Bend ABC affiliate WBNDLD.
What?
Shepherd has a restitution hearing scheduled for February 14th. So how y'all feel about that? 4 years or what was it? Let me see what her sentence was. 4 years. 4 years behind bars, 3 years home arrest after that, and then another 3 years probation.
That's not even a year a kid.
10 years suspended license.
She killed four kids, right?
No, she killed three kids, and one kid was did 21 surgeries.
Okay, so three kids and only 4 years. So that's little over. That's like a year and a third for each dead kid.
How long do you have to do for an accident?
Nah, nigga. Depending on how negligent you were in this fucking accident.
She was on the way to talk to a new pastor at a church.
And see, that's what really fucked me up. You know, you try to bring you all. I hate when people always try to pimp God to get out of some shit.
She didn't. Where she was on the way to.
Nah, we don't need that. That's a dumb fact. That's a J Smooth fact.
Smooth, how do you feel about her going to get ready to teach a new pastor how to be a pastor?
How I feel about teaching a new pastor how to be a pastor.
That's what she was on her way to do. She was a new pastor was starting that day. She was excited because she was about to, you know, spread the word of God, the gospel.
This was so she had favor. This is why she's not doing the amount of time that she should be doing.
How many years should she be doing?
Shit, a lifetime's three plus whatever the other one was about to goddamn do. You know what I'm saying? They suffering.
Do you think think she murdered the kids or it was homicide? Do you think it was murder or homicide?
If she was speeding, they didn't say if they found a negligence of speeding.
She wasn't speeding
and all that stuff.
She wasn't none of that stuff. She went around the bus thinking it was just a big vehicle.
Yeah. She
how the
drunk.
Fuck did she think that was a big vehicle? She don't know what school bus is. Is she from the US?
Yeah, she is. She's a white lady.
And
that's why.
And by the names of their names, Xavier with Xavier and Mason Engel and
they're black.
Hold on, Olivia Alivia. Olivia.
That's the only white one.
So
she could be white.
So Olivia Stahl, she's 9, and her 6-year-old twin brothers, Xavier and Mason Engel. So they all got different last names.
Oh, they're black. They're all black kids.
And then the kid that got hurt was Maverick.
Yeah, he was white. Ain't no way in hell they named the black kid.
No, that is definitely a black kid. Maverick, come on, man.
Bro,
this ain't no Top Gun.
I watched Top Gun. He was white.
I don't think so.
I've never met anybody named their kid Maverick. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's fucked up. I think, the justice system, like I've always said.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Let's say it was me, and you guys know me. Let's say it was me. I didn't realize it was a school bus. It was early in the morning. I'd kill those kids. Would you say I deserve to do 21 and a half years?
If you got off with 3 years.
Four years.
Okay, 4 years. I'd be like, damn, my nigga. You,
we're the BLP podcasting.
You, God was looking out for you. You know you believe in God, right?
No.
Like you only got 4 years.
You're not, you're missing what I'm saying. You're talking about the sentencing. What I'm saying is, do you think that I did it on purpose? If you know me, do you think that I killed some kids on purpose?
No. But you had a severe lapse in judgment.
Yes. And because I had one severe lapse in judgment one time in my life, as much as you feel like I'm not that person anywhere else in my life, I had that one lapse of judgment. You're telling me that even though it was not malicious and I didn't mean to, I made a mistake. It was an awful mistake that resulted in the death of someone. You're saying I should go away for 21 years?
I don't know about the whole 21.
So four years is a lot. What do you think is going to happen to my life for the four years that I'm going away?
Hey, you going to be like that little motherfucker that was in the little boys from Brooklyn. Hey, the youngest one, that motherfucker, they did him in.
So 4 years, they can do anal rape with you.
We talking about the Central Park Five?
Yes.
Yeah, Central Park Five, yeah. 4 years, that's enough time.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, obviously we know the kids will never come back, and that is a tragedy. But
You'd be prison engaged.
But what I'm saying is, though, four years, you cannot fuck an asshole or be fucking an asshole. It's only
that's
4 years.
Saying, you're only engaged. You guys ain't official.
You come back. You come back, nigga. You just hold on to that booty hole and you come back.
I'm just saying that I'm looking at this is the opposite of what I victim blame, because I'm looking at the parents like, that ain't enough for me, yo. I mean, you took 3 of my kids and I see you in 4? Damn. God damn. You know, it was a bad day at my house. It was a fucked up day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some shit. Like, just gone. Like, my whole house ain't never. I told you about the time when the fucking French bulldog got taken out of my house and how fucking sad shit was.
Right.
That was a fucking dog.
Right.
Like, fucking everybody lost their fucking will to live. I can only imagine a house when 3 kids just automatically, I mean, just suddenly are no longer there and tragically die.
Yeah.
I'm going to need more than 4 years. I don't know. And maybe that's just wrong way of thinking about it, but I just, that's not a fair trade to me.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying is that it's not intentional, B, and I get that. But here's
the part that's crazy, though.
It's still the outcome, right?
Here's the part that's crazy. Why did the mom get arrested for doing the natural thing?
That's what I'm saying. What the fuck is the fucking Ellie Nestler laws? I mean, what the days of Ellie Nestler? Man, come on, man. I can't even lunge at a bitch now that killed 3 of my kids without fucking going to jail.
Yeah.
I can't get no leniency. You can't say, all right, I understand. Like, I'll take you out. You can't be in here. But why I got to be in handcuffs? Y'all wouldn't want to do the same thing? See, I almost watched The Time to Kill the other day.
Right.
Because that's the shit, man. Like, that excuse is weak, too. You don't know what a fucking school bus looked like?
Yeah.
Bitch, you were in a hurry. You thought the rules didn't apply to you, and you fucking said, I'm going to go around this bitch, and you fucked up and killed 3 kids.
But see, you're speculating. Now, you don't know that's what happened.
Sounds more realistic than the story I heard.
Hey, Smoothie, you're going to build something? Go ahead and push that mute button, pimp, and you can build a way back there.
What I'm building?
I don't know. Whatever you building and working on in the background.
I'm not doing shit.
It just sound like you was fucking jumping rope.
Clicking and popping and shit. So
I'm sitting still.
Okay. Don't move your hands. Don't move your eyebrows.
Or your rolls.
J-Mac do got a unibrow. That's probably him.
No, J-Mac shit is always fucked up. His shit sound like a robot sometimes and a man sometimes. Sometimes he sound transitional.
Oh, he is transitioning though.
So did you guys see Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live?
I have not.
Oh, you didn't see?
You know what? I saw it over somebody's shoulder. To be honest, I didn't see it personally because I said it shit sounded like him. But I'm like, the fuck is that nigga doing? Some video on there.
What are you talking about?
Doing some Eddie video. Murphy. That's not like I saw some video of him or some skit.
Okay, so
I think that was him.
Okay, so Eddie Murphy hosted Saturday Night Live, and basically what he did was all his old characters, Buckwheat, Gumby, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, he did all that stuff. But in the monologue, he decided to, I guess, do a little stab at Bill Cosby. So do you know the history between Eddie Murphy and Bill Cosby professionally? Y'all both know that? Okay, so if you remember back in, I think it was Raw, maybe it was either Delirious or Raw, he was saying that Bill Cosby had, came to him
one time
and was like, "You can't be saying filth, flurn, filth," all that stuff, right?
Right.
"You," all that stuff. "Don't say fuck," or whatever. And so he was like, he said, "Bill, fuck you." You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my thing because, I'm me, blah, blah, whatever. So, there was some tension between the two of them. So on the monologue, this is what Eddie Murphy said. I'm going to play it a little bit here.
"So much has changed. I actually just had a new baby just about a year ago."
Damn.
"That means I have 10 kids now. 11 if you count Kevin Hart." "I'm kidding, I love Kevin Hart. I'm just teasing. My kids are actually pretty much my whole life now. And you know what? But if you had told me 30 years ago that I would be this boring, stay-at-home, house dad, and Bill Cosby would be in jail, even I would have took that bet."
Okay, so
that's fun.
So he basically brought back up all the things that they were kind of going through back in the day, where Bill Cosby felt like he was the dirty comedian, and Bill Cosby was always the guy who was trying to be the clean comedian, who always right. had the act that was a little cleaner. So that came out. Sometimes Bill should just shut up, but he didn't.
He tweeted.
He didn't tweet. His publicist, under his page, came out and said, I'm just reading what it says here. "Bill Cosby's publicist, Andrew Wyatt, responds to Eddie Murphy's SNL monologue. Mr. Cosby became the first black to win an Emmy for his role in I Spy, and Mr. Cosby broke color barriers in the entertainment industry so that blacks like Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, and et al. Could have an opportunity to showcase their talents for many generations to come. It is sad that Mr. Murphy would take this glorious moment of returning to SNL and make disparaging remarks against Mr. Cosby. One would think Mr. Murphy was given his freedom to leave the plantation so that he could make his own decisions. But he decided to sell himself back to being a Hollywood slave. Step and fetch it plus cooning equals the destruction of black men in Hollywood. Remember, Mr. Murphy, Remember, Mr. Murphy, that Bill Cosby became legendary because he used comedy to humanize all races, religions, and genders. But your attacking Mr. Cosby helps you embark on just becoming clickbait. Hopefully you will be amenable to having a meeting of the minds conversation in order to discuss how we can use our collective platforms to enhance black people rather than bringing all of us down together. Hashtag not funny SNL. Hashtag SNL. Hashtag far from finished. Hashtag free Bill Cosby. Hashtag Bill Cosby."
They pretty much saying he can't really defend himself because the motherfucker, he can't even watch TV right now.
That's not what he said at all.
At all.
I know.
He basically said, "I birthed all y'all bitches. Yeah. And if it wasn't for me, y'all wouldn't have a chance to get off the plantation."
Yeah, but Do you believe that he sold back into his slave masters or whatever?
No, I thought that shit was funny, man. That's the thing, man. I didn't know that. I guess that was never Bill's way. I don't know. I've only seen a couple of his stand-ups, and I don't ever remember him coming for people.
I remember stuff like Bill did with stuff like going to the dentist and your shit falling asleep, and you're like trying to talk with your mouth. That's the kind of comedy Bill Cosby had. But it's all the things he said were true. Bill Cosby did revolutionize black cinema.
I thought you were talking about what Eddie Murphy said was true.
He only said one thing.
But it was true. Like, if you would have said 30 years ago, between Eddie Murphy and Bill Cosby, some one of them was going to end up in prison.
And that it was Bill Cosby.
For date raping women.
He would have took that bet. See, there you go. He didn't even say that. You just implied that. Eddie Murphy didn't even say that. He just said that if anybody would have thought I would have been a stay-at-home dad and Bill Cosby would be in jail, I would have took that bet. That's all he said. So the idea here is what I was getting at is that Bill Cosby, yes, absolutely did, you know what I'm saying, he did pioneer some things. And, you know, being a clean comic, that's a good thing too, and that's his shtick. However, I don't think you can front on Eddie Murphy for being a hilarious motherfucker, first of all. Second of all, he's on the way to his comeback, and he's got to get some good jokes going. He's got to get some people talking about him. And I think that I think that Bill Cosby can spare a little laughter at him, especially after his alleged victims came forth and said he raped them. So, I mean, you know, I don't think that this was a cheap shot at Bill Cosby. I think it was good humor. It was necessary for Eddie Murphy to kind of... I don't know about good taste, but it doesn't have to be good taste. It was him putting his foot back up on the stone saying, hey, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? And you have to, as much shit as we talk about each other, how do you feel like you're going to get away from that, Bill Cosby? Come on, man. At least in comedy. Now, if it was some straight edge motherfucker up there talking about Bill Cosby, you know, whatever, I get it. That's different though. We're talking about Eddie Murphy, his return, him being funny and him using every opportunity to be funny.
But you know what? He didn't say with that, just listening to him like that, he didn't really just take no dig at him like that. Didn't Dave Chappelle use him to say some shit about Bill Cosby on his set?
Yes, he said he saves more than he rapes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody was fucking saying it. I don't know if they tweeted about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, he didn't, like, that's a little farther than what fuck Eddie did.
Well, no, but that's different because Dave Chappelle and Bill Cosby don't have a relationship. Bill Cosby felt like he and Eddie Murphy had a relationship. And even though it was a weird one where they were going back and forth back in the day, he was thinking that at Eddie Murphy's age and his maturity, that he wouldn't stoop so low. What I'm saying is, I don't think it was a low stoop. I think it was it was humor. It was meant to rag at him a little bit. It was kind of like he was picking at Bill Cosby, like they were, you know, the dozens. It's not Eddie Murphy's fault Bill Cosby's in prison.
It locked up. Hell, Bill Cosby's.
Bill Cosby's low-hanging fruit, right? I think it's easy to kind of come up with something to kind of work your way in on some Bill Cosby.
So you agree with Bill Cosby then?
No, not at all.
Don't sound like it.
I feel like what Bill Cosby fighting for? What, his career? What's he trying to uphold or what's he trying to protect?
Well, he's trying to get out, I'm sure.
But, I mean, to take offense, you know, there was some defamation or nigga, you in jail.
Well, my thing is, does he think that his freedom is hanging on Eddie Murphy's approval or disapproval? Disapproval? I don't think it has anything to do with Eddie Murphy. I think that it was a Saturday Night Live monologue. He's mad because it was almost like they were saying, nobody black watches Saturday Night Live. So you're not making this joke for black people. You're making this joke at my expense for white people. Now, I kind of do agree with that. But at the same time, and I don't know that that's what he felt. That was what I just came up with. I don't know that that's what he meant.
Well, I agree with the part about black people watching SNL.
Right. Nobody black watches that show.
Nah.
And you might watch a clip of Black Jeopardy, or you might watch a clip of the Kenan and Kale nigga doing something stupid, because he's pretty much the only one on there that does anything.
I think the motherfuckers who watch Saturday Night Live now, because it's like old school motherfuckers, like my grandma, my mom, and them motherfuckers, it's black. It's the older generation. The new motherfuckers ain't watching Saturday Night
Live. I don't think anybody's watching Saturday Night Live, first of all.
Yeah, me neither.
Second of all, I can't remember the last time I watched this shit.
Do they have other black people on there besides Keenan?
I watched it when Chris Rock was on there. I watched it when Dave Chappelle was on there. That's it. Michael Che is on there. He's pretty funny.
Yeah, because I was going to say, Keenan ain't... I hate to say it.
Say it.
He not the typical black comedy. Like, that's not... He doesn't... I don't feel like he connects with the broader African American person.
But that's only because he was in Welcome to Good Burger, Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? You can't outlive that, man. That's where you start, nigga. That's who you are.
Don't go full Good Burger, nigga. Don't ever go full Good Burger.
I didn't. I kind of held it back. I could have went.
It's like going full retard, nigga.
I could have went way further. I didn't even do my impersonation as good as I could have done it, man. That was a held back impersonation.
Yeah, it's tough to come, but it seems like there was a typecasting, right? I mean, it's ever since then.
He's five, six funny though. He's 5 or 6 funny out of 10.
Like skit wise?
Yeah, he's 5 or 6 funny.
It always makes me think of Good Burger. Everything he does.
Have you watched Black Jeopardy?
where he's the host.
Yeah, and it's like real ratchet shit. I think that's kind of funny, man. Sometimes they get some good ones. And he was doing...
Yeah, okay, you're right. Black Jeopardy was funny.
And there's this he did that David Ortiz. He was David Ortiz like on the news and shit. That shit is hilarious, man. He has his moments. He has his moments. But...
Yeah, stand but up. He's not like, okay, where... I don't know. He's not gutter enough, I think. You know what I mean? He's too much Will Smith. You know what I mean? As much as Will Smith had lyrics and had the ability to rhyme, he was never that dude that everybody connected with black-wise because he was viewed as too commercial. And
You're talking about in rap, period?
In rap.
Oh, yeah, but Keenan's not a rapper.
I know, but he's a comedian. And his comedy is very commercial. It's for black people. You know, we like our shit rough and raw. We like our shit rugged. We want it hardcore.
A lot of curse words and stuff.
We just want it, you know. We want it to represent the struggle. You know what I mean? And it can't be like Dwight Howard and all goofy gummy and we don't like that. We don't like our people that way. We want our people Malcolm X's.
Okay.
Louis Farrakhan-ish.
I get it. So anyway, Bill Cosby, I think you have a point, but still, come on, man. At the expense of we want Eddie more than we want you. Let's just be plain and simple with it.
We can't have you, nigga. You're in jail.
Yeah, like we want Eddie more than we want you.
You're kind of proving my point because Bill Cosby was the same thing. I'm not saying he's Keenan because he's way more than Keenan, but he was that soft, light, gummy crossover comedy. And that's why we're like, fuck you, nigga. We want Eddie. Because Eddie said, you know, all the raunchy shit that
right.
we like.
Yeah. All right. So moving right along. So how am I doing for smoothing the news? I'm doing pretty good?
Fuck.
This hey, you're doing pretty good, to be honest.
Okay. So did you guys hear about Lil Bitty Isaiah Thomas? Not the legend. Talking about Lil Bitty Isaiah Thomas.
Some of the other one.
Yeah, that nigga had a breakdown.
This nigga went into the stands to confront a fan and got ejected from the game. You heard about that?
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Okay. So, Gilbert, did you see what Gilbert Arenas said, though?
No.
All right, so check this
out. Because that's the nigga that got fined big time on that shit, though.
Who?
He was the first one. Then Gilbert Arenas, who was that got the fight years ago from Indiana?
Ron Artest. Steven Jackson.
Ron Artest. Yeah, when they went in the fan.
Jermaine O'Neal. The guy with the beard.
Yeah, went up in that my day was just going in. Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm gonna get back to Gilbert Arenas. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
And now.
So this is what he says. I'm sorry, but y'all players gotta stop this goofy shit. 100. Crying about the fans? At NBA, stop rewarding these sore ass losers. He got eyeballs. Your wife is a heifer whore. F you bitch. Hit harder when you down 20. That's what the fans say to them. Your wife is a heifer whore. F you, bitch. It hits harder when you down 20. Have you noticed they hear all that shit when they getting smacked up and down the court? 100. Y'all will never, ever, ever, ever hear a player complain about verbal abuse by a fan if they winning and he balling. Nah, that player becomes at Shannon Sharp 84 with the mouth and the fan is at Skip Bayless. Bust Skip up. The money talk, the fans shut up before I buy you. Then try to take the dude girl. Then they start sending their number to the cheerleaders. Everything popping when they are winning. So basically, this is not good English, but he's basically saying the money talks, the fans shut up. They'll say to the fans, shut up before I buy you. They try to take the dude's girl, shit like that. So he's saying like they're popping big shit when they're winning. All right, now they become little girl when the fan gets the upper hand. They little insecure periods start running down their legs when the fans start yelling out shit. Them Philly fans could have just called at Isaiah Thomas little and he would have been on their ass at that point. What they said to him is normal convo from opposing fans. I had to hear at Shaq is having sex with your girl every time I touch the ball in Indiana. Imagine shooting free throws and two dudes rain acting two people having sex and they t-shirt had Shaq written in the marker and the other said Arena's girl. At King James shoulder tap didn't have shit on this. I know one hit all backboard. The other one, I'm not sure if it actually left my hands, but I was credited with a miss. I was minus 24 for that game, 100. I wish getting fans kicked out was an option back then. I would have turned into Denzel and trained whatever. The point is he's saying, if I spend 10, this is what he says at the end. If I spend 10K for a floor seat, I'm running my mouth.
Yeah, For sure.
So Isaiah Thomas gets mad, runs into the stands, gets ejected from the game because he's mad at some fan for saying some shit. This kind of goes back to what you were saying about, yeah, this goes back to what you were saying the other, maybe a week or two ago about Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
So
they're just too sensitive now. I mean, because honestly, like you said, Jay Smoove, you saw it. Immediately after, like, when he went up in the stands, he came back and he sat down. It looked like he's about to start crying. You know what I mean? He was just sitting on the bench and his eyes was all watery. And then they, you know, announced he was ejected. He had to leave. And then he talked to a white guy and handed his headband to a little kid on his way out. But it looked like he was on the verge of breaking down.
Yeah.
And I know he's gone through some shit. I think it was about a year ago that his sister died, you know, suddenly in a car accident.
Right.
I don't know if it's around that time. I know it's the holidays. You know what I mean? The holidays and death. So I really can't knock him for not necessarily being in the right state of mind. But Gilbert Arenas is right. I called it. You got to stop. When I heard two middle fingers, so what he said, dude said was, fuck you, bitch, and flipped him off and held up two middle fingers.
That's,
and I'm like,
motherfuckers talk shit all the time, though. You can't, and you're right, when niggas losing, it's just it's a different mindset. Like motherfuckers on the football field, when motherfuckers be down and they lose, they want to fight and shit.
Oh, exactly.
Why the fuck is that? Why niggas can't want to fight when they win? Because they like, fuck you, nigga.
We said worse shit.
Why would you want to fight if you're winning?
We've said worse shit on this show, Smoove.
Yeah, and I be down all the time. You know what I'm saying? That I don't be wanting to fight and shit. I just say, fuck y'all, man. Shit, take my ball. I say, take my ball and go home. Fuck you, J-Mac.
I mean,
I hope your microphone go out, nigga. I'm gonna mute your ass.
It's already going out. That motherfucker is bad.
How would that work? How would that end if you did want to fight, Smoove?
Huh?
How would that
end? Hey, love, Jesse B. She should be setting up for a funeral, nigga.
A funeral from a fight? God damn.
Yeah, nigga. J-Mac age right now, his heart can't take it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't really think you could just take a fight right now, J-Mac. Your heart is weak.
Speaking of gay, that shit is over with, J-Mac. I know you always talking that shit, but it's over with, dog.
Let me hear it. Let me see some proof. I need receipts.
You ready? Gay gene ruled out as a huge study shows environment is major factor in homosexuality. But I'm going to just let that sit for a second. Environment.
I've been saying that since
J-Mac, be honest.
Yes.
Be honest. So you saying motherfuckers are not born gay. It's just the environment that they put in. Or like their circumstances make them that fucking way, right?
Yes. That's what this study is saying. Uh-huh. A study of 500,000 people.
That's because they doing the shit on motherfuckers today. You know what I'm saying? Because everything that we have our hands on today with social media, all this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers, it's just like a fad now. Okay. This gay shit is like a fad.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know if they did this. Is this study with all women?
No, 500,000 people. Half a million people.
I get it. But we don't know how many women, how many guys.
Doesn't matter. You're not listening. There are half a million people in this study.
Half a million can be all fucking females, too. And them motherfuckers can be just like, okay, they don't have a gay gene.
Why are you going down this road? Why are you going down that road?
I'm just saying. What, will you agree, J-Mac?
No, he wouldn't agree.
I'm not. You can't. Hold on. You can't answer for him.
Yes, I J-Mac. Can. Yes, I can.
No,
there's 500,000 people in this study. They did not get 500,000 women, Jay Smoove. That's ridiculous.
Nigga, Family Feud do 100. Them motherfuckers could be men, all men. It could be all women. We don't know. It's 100 people say.
I'm going to read the article.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to read the article. And
where is this coming from anyway?
And see, that's the crazy part. At first, the first place I got it was the telegraph.co.uk, which is sometimes
bullshit.
Stand by. Which is sometimes a middle of the ground. We're not sure if it's all great or if it's op-ed, whatever. It's still a respected newspaper, but it's not all the way at the top. But let me read what they said first. I couldn't read the whole thing because I don't subscribe to them. But it says, genes play just a small role in whether a person is gay, scientists have found, after discovering the environment has a far bigger impact on homosexuality. In the biggest ever study into the genetic basis of sexuality, researchers from more than 30 institutions, including Cambridge University, Harvard, looked at the DNA of nearly 500,000 people in Britain and the U.S. They found that genes are responsible for between about 8 to 25% of the probability of a person being gay, meaning at least 3/4 is down to the environment. Scientists said it worked in a similar way to height, in which genes are pretty responsible, but other factors such as nutrition also play a major role. So that's more than one bombshell, right? And then it says ... because you have to subscribe to see the rest. That's two bombshells, though. So not only gayness, but height also doesn't have so much to do with genes as we thought it did.
Nigga. I've seen that because I've seen parents where the kids, like...
Michael Jordan's dad is like 5'9".
What?
Michael Jordan's dad is little.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Yeah. And he looked like him, so you can't really say that wasn't his daddy.
Right, like little Mike.
Yeah.
Like little Penny.
Little James.
So so that's where I started, Jace, moving. Before you say anything fucking else, I did my research in other places. So I went to PBS.org. How about that?
Who?
PBS.org.
Is that the educational channel?
Public broadcast system, yes.
Education, yeah.
Is that acceptable for you, Jace, move?
I've bullshit, so.
This is what they say. There is no gay gene. There is no straight gene. Sexuality is just complex, study confirms. You know they got to be a little softer. On theirs, they got a big gay flag on their picture. So it says equality with a bunch of the fruity people looking like really fruity. Anyway, there is no single gene responsible for a person being gay or lesbian. That's the first thing you need to know about the largest genetic investigation of sexuality ever, which was published Thursday in Science. The study of nearly 500,000 people closes the door on the debate around the existence of so-called gay gene. In its stead, the report finds that human DNA cannot predict who is gay or heterosexual. Sexuality cannot be pinned down by biology, psychology, or life experiences. This study and other shows because human sexual attraction is decided by all of these factors. This is not the first study exploring the genetics of same-sex behavior, but the previous studies were small and underpowered. This study's co-author and genetics research fellow at the Broad Institute of Mass General Hospital said in a press briefing on Wednesday, just to give you a sense of the scale of our data, this is approximately 100 times bigger than any previous study ever on this topic. The study shows that genes play a small and limited role, in the determining sexuality. Genetic heritability, all the information stored in our genes are passed between generations, can only explain 8 to 25% of why people have same-sex relations based on the study's results. Moreover, the researchers found that sexuality is polygenic, meaning hundreds or even thousands of genes make tiny contributions to the trait. That pattern is similar to other heritable but complex characteristics like height or proclivity toward trying new things. Things like red-green, color blindness, freckles, and dimples can be traced back to a single gene, but polygenic traits can be strongly influenced by the environment, meaning that there's no clear winner in the nature versus nurture debate. And it goes on, but that's all I need you to see because, Jimmy Mac, I try to tell you, man, this shit is ending. When PBS is against you, nigga, when PB, that's like that dude who paints the little trees and shit. What's his name? He has the afro and the real calm voice. Who?
Bob Ross.
That's like Bob Ross saying, fuck your couch. That's like Bob Ross saying, fuck your couch, nigga. When Bob Ross gets mad at your couch, it's got to be something to it, man.
So
you can't argue PBS, my nigga. You can argue telegraph.co.uk. And you might have an argument there, but you can't argue PBS. These motherfuckers are so liberal, so progressive. They just trying to make everybody get along. They got a Bob Ross hour. See, this is what happens, listeners, when... So I'm listening when my co-hosts don't come into the studio. I don't know where they are. Let's just be quiet and see.
What are you talking about, bro?
We just been sitting here. Liz was just dead air forever, man.
I was having canine issues.
Okay. Smooth disappeared. You disappeared. I'm saying that PBS is very liberal, and they are even against this shit now.
No, and so I don't... So you think that you're going to be able to convince people who believe that they were born gay, that now because there's science that says otherwise, that that's not how they were born?
I don't give a fuck what they say. If PBS is even willing to back this horse, I'm good. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's just stupid. They're saying that, yes, it's possible. In as much as 25%, but no higher than 25%. Studies have shown, off 500,000 fucking people research, that only 25% contributes to actual homosexuality. The rest of that is watching your dad twist around the house and shit. Dad, stop twisting around the motherfucking house. Unless you want your kid to be gay.
I've already said this. I think that there's no person that I know of or that I could imagine that is born with a sexual, you know, a sexuality preference. I think that's all taught behavior. If we were in a society that taught the opposite, we would believe the opposite. And it's really, I mean, besides the fact that just inherently, if you're trying to reproduce, it needs to be a certain way for the, you know, furthering of your own species, where one set works, you know, one combination works and the others don't, then I think you just, by just on survival alone, you're going to make a specific choice, regardless of desire or anything else, just on survival and what you understand. But again, if you were teaching or being taught different, then that's what you're gonna believe. That's just what you know. I mean, that's just like a race of being born in the South and not knowing anything else, you know, or a liberal being born in the West and not knowing anything else. You know what I mean? It's just they don't understand or don't know what they don't know. And so if you didn't know that you couldn't be born gay, you would be thinking that you were, and that's just the way it is.
I think what you're saying is this shit is over. That's what I think I hear you saying in that long ass, you know what I'm saying, sad sounding fucking diatribe. I think what I heard you say was, yeah, man, this shit is done.
It's, bruh, I don't know, because this is not new news. That's old news, right? I mean, when does the article come out? I mean, come on.
August 2019, I think. Let me check to make sure. Yes, August 2019.
I feel like these guys are recycling some of my old journals. I mean, this is writings that I've documented, you know, many years ago. This is the born aspect of it. That's a total fallacy. And it's all about, you know, trading places taught us this, man. It's about environment. You know what I mean? If Billy Ray could turn into a damn fucking stockbroker with the proper environment change, then Winthrop would be fucking a crook with the environment change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way life is. And it doesn't matter. You saw it with Breaking Bad. It's just, there's so many, and I know these are all movies, but it's always that way. You know, people are going to adapt to whatever it is. You take a non-gladiator and make them fight for their life. If they keep living,
okay,
and don't die, they're going to be a gladiator and they're going to be a fucking killer, and it's just going to be what they do.
Huh. So what it sounds like you're saying is this shit is over? Smooth, are you there? Are you back yet?
No, it
can't be over because
I don't believe it. Now, you know what I'm saying? You were saying that, so with this article, they're saying they debunked that shit, what I'm getting, right?
What?
That said that it's a gene. I'm saying not debunk, wrong word. So they said most motherfuckers said that they're born gay, right? You said with this article, so what you're saying now with this article, the motherfucker said that you can't be born.
No, that's not what the article says.
Gay. Or you said 25% of the motherfuckers that are gay, their motherfucking is because of, you know what I'm saying, their fucking surroundings or social media or whatever fuck. Or dad walking around, twisting around, doing cartwheels in the fucking house. So now you're going to motherfucking start believing that that's how you should be doing. So now you can't, there's a possibility you turn out to be gay. Is that what you're saying? 25%?
Who's saying?
The article.
The article is saying that between 8 and 25% of genetic contribution determines whether you're gay. The rest of it is environment. But what I'm saying though is this shit is on the way out. All this making everybody fall in line and all it's slowly becoming ridiculous. And it's becoming ridiculous because the people who are standing up on the other side are so mad and they're so, you're gonna listen to us and you're gonna pay attention. And all we were saying from the very beginning was, hey man, I don't have a problem with you being gay, but I have a problem with you being so mad about the fact that you're gay and nobody is like, just, you know. It's the anger. It's the anger that people are like, come on, man, really? when a woman gets really mad at you, sometimes it gets to the point where you can't take it seriously anymore. Because like, here's the thing, right? I'm not even gonna say that.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna go there. Yeah. I don't want to piss women off this week. But you know that there's a point where a dude is like, if you don't get out of my face, you need to just get out
fucking
of my face.
Gunshot now.
you need to get out of my face. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
I want you to piss women off. I want to hear what the fuck that was going to be.
Nah, it's not necessary.
It isn't even necessary. Women know
this. This would be a stocking stuffer for their ass. Pull it out. Let's let them hear it.
Pull what out?
One more before the end of the year. Before the end of the year. I mean, let's be an asshole to them. Make them piss them off, be honest. Say the shit.
Nah, you can't
motherfucking give them the sizzle and not the steak. Let's hear it.
Just a little bit of what you was going to say. He does it. Misery loves company, be honest.
Right. Just because you're going to be lonely on Christmas Eve, right. Nigga.
That's exactly what I'm supposed to do.
I got a lot of motherfuckers. Oh, no, I can't go to motherfuckers' house because that means I have to have a gift.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to be single for Christmas.
You're going to be lonely as fuck. You got to stay home.
I'm going to have to find one and just make up a fucking excuse.
You got to stay home. I'm talking about my bank account got frozen because I tried to charge too much on your gift.
Like, shit.
I lost my credit card.
They say it's fraud activity. Oh, that's a good one, J-Mac. You know, it takes the banks a while to ship your shit.
Yeah, at least a week or so. Christmas will be over by then.
I got Cash App. No, I don't even have Cash App. No, my distant things are still. It's all tied to that credit card that I'm trying to get replaced.
I got identity thefted again, man.
Again?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I talked to you about it. Did I talk to you guys about it already on the show?
I think so.
Yeah, you already get a new story. Get a new fucking story. Yeah, you did.
Are you kidding, nigga? I did all the smooth in the news for you.
I wanted to see how you would do this. I wanted to see how it turned out. You know what? And I want to say you did actually a great job at that shit.
Why is that smooth? Why did I do a great job?
Because what happened was, because I learned, and we could say for what we learned, I learned that typically in your day-to-day activities, you do absolutely no work at work. So you have an opportunity to research and do all this shit. Who the fuck does research? Smooth don't do research. But in a new year, I'm going to start doing that for my list.
Do you know when I did this research?
Who cares? You did research.
I'm going to tell you when I did it. I did it while I was waiting on your late ass. No, I was sitting here waiting on you to get here. You were 2 hours late, and I did the research doing that because I figured that you're a dumbass. We ain't going to have no.
I had some. No, you didn't. I'm saving it for next week.
Come on, man.
My shit wasn't as good as yours, though. My shit wasn't as good as yours.
What was good about
it? I'm not even going to say it was just good. It was just the way that you were able to articulate your words. Nope. You fucked up on one word that you had to clap out. But outside of that shit,
nope, that's not why it was
you
better.
You did really well.
That's not why it was better. It was because they were intriguing stories. They were engaging stories. I didn't just go with the news. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get these articles in the news. I didn't just go with the top three things on the headlines.
Nigga, I heard the fucking Lil Isaiah, nigga. We saw that on ESPN.
So you heard Gilbert Arenas' statement?
Yeah, we heard that shit.
No, I hadn't.
No, that was new to me.
I did. We've been heard that shit.
You didn't hear about that. The only thing that you possibly could have heard about was Bill Cosby's.
I knew about both the Bill Cosby shit. As a matter of fact, if I go on your phone right now, because if you have T-Mobile, any of you listen, you motherfucker pull the shit. They talk about that shit right there on that.
I had that article.
That was one of my words I was going to talk about.
That was the only one.
One of your words?
That was one of my articles I was going to talk about.
The other articles I went over, you would not have brought any of those up.
Yes, I was. I had them shit too. No. I was going to bring something up.
You were going to talk about the top three headlines on CNN.com, my nigga. No, I wasn't.
No, because one of my other ones, I was going to talk about the little fucking girl that got loose in the car dealership shit where her dad and them, they was with a friend looking at cars, and that little bitch scratched up 10 fucking cars. The bitch scratched up 10 cars. She found a rock and scratched up all 10 cars in the showroom. Caused an $80,000+ worth of damage, they were saying. Pops had to pay they settled for 10 grand. But she did more than $28,000 worth of damage.
Why'd you say 80?
She messed up by 80. One of the cars was an $80,000 car.
Oh, okay.
And they can't sell the motherfucker at the value that it's there because they can't say that it's new. Because the little bitch scratched over the rock.
How old is she?
The little girl, she was a baby. She like two or three. So you can't even really whoop their ass like that. And then it was an Asian couple, so it was an Asian couple. With the little fucking kids should know better. Most times they would think that's just little black kids do shit. No, these little Asian motherfuckers do shit like that.
I was going to guess white, actually.
I was definitely going to guess white.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know. They should have had them little motherfuckers, like white people, put them little collars. Nah, I'm not going to say white people. That's kind of racist. But I've seen people put them little collars on their little kids. You know what I'm saying? The little, or they wrist and shit where they can only go so far. Black family, they say, stand your ass right the fuck here. Don't move.
Don't touch shit. You ain't getting shit.
You ain't getting shit. Motherfucker,
I saw this little boy in Walmart, and she was at the self-checkout, and he was pouting about not getting some shit. And she said, you don't know what I got planned for you. She said, guess what? Christmas ain't here yet. You better act right. And look, that little nigga got some get right real quick. And he knew Miles wasn't fucking around the way she said it. Christmas was real close to being canceled if that nigga kept acting spoiled.
Man, fuck Christmas. That's a full circle, man. Fuck Christmas.
Full circle, huh?
Yes, man. We're not doing Christmas. We're not doing Christmas at my house this year.
So what'd you get, Ken?
Nothing. I don't get gifts, man.
Fucking liar.
Okay.
You better listen. Be honest. Don't do that. I'm gonna tell you right now. I know that you're on a spiritual journey. And part of that is you're like, fuck Christmas. You better get kid a present, nigga.
I get her my love.
Okay. Every day, though, right? That's like daily. That's not a present for Christmas, nigga.
Yeah. I buy my wife shit all the time. Christmas don't swing
December
nothing.
25th, my nigga.
No.
Has something packed.
There will not be a thing for her, and there won't be a thing for me either.
You better have
something. We trying to make $1 million, my nigga. We ain't worried about no fucking.
You better spend 50. 100 something out of that million.
We trying to make $1 million. Me and my wife trying to make $1 million, man. We not studying no fucking hoodie. Ooh, you got me the hoodie I wanted. No, nigga, we about to get $1 million.
That's all I'm talking about. Can I get a loan?
Can you get a what?
A loan.
Fuck no, you're not trustworthy.
Me and Jim, Matt, you showing us niggas with good credit. They come get y'all all the time. Niggas with fucked up credit, they don't fuck with us. They don't fuck with us. You've seen that twice this year, right, J-Mac?
Just practicing fucking around with me. I told you. I'm shooting my shit down. I'm back in the fives.
Whatever.
Got my credit back in the fives, nigga. Safe.
All right, less attention.
Nobody fucks with it. I was just watching some shit. Nigga was talking about you being a fool to wear some all of the jewels. Oh, it was... I forget what I was listening to, but yeah, I'm not flashing that shit. I don't. I see. Be honest, his first world problems. I don't want none of that, man. Because that shit is. He probably got LifeLock, so he's safe.
I don't have LifeLock. That's silly. That LifeLock is. Hey, point me exactly where I can go one place to get all your information. Oh, LifeLock. Let me just log into your hack into your LifeLock shit. You think if the fucking government can be hacked? You think if Wells Fargo can be hacked that LifeLock can't be hacked?
Yeah, that's their job. They protect. You can't hack. You can't. It's like beating the equalizer. They can know.
No, nigga. If they can hack Wells Fargo, they can hack the fucking LifeLock.
I'm going to say no, Bob. I don't think so.
Okay, well.
What has it happened? Has it happened?
Not yet.
How do you know?
Hey, get back. Get back, be honest. What? Hey, can I make a recommendation on something that y'all could probably look at that I think will probably interest y'all?
What are you talking
about?
And
then y'all watch it and y'all tell me if it was okay.
Wait a minute, what are we talking about?
I disturb y'all just real quick because it was on my mind. Hey, I pulled something up.
I'll forget it.
English is a second language with that nigga.
No, look, I'll forget.
Are you saying pardon the show? I want to get something off my chest right now because that's just what's
no, like no. No, yes, yes, yes. Hey, can I make a recommendation? You watch this documentary? Watch X-Rated, the documentary. It's on a Fire Stick. I pulled up on a Fire Stick, J-Mac. And I think for all you porn watchers, this should be good for you. It's got some educational shit in there, man.
What's it about, man?
When you look at it, because you have to see it. And I think it's some shit that you'll probably learn from in that, J-Mac. Because, you know what I'm saying? I was pulling some shit up. I'm like, you know what? I don't really watch porn, but I was like, this shit right here is kind of you kind of understand where all this porn shit came from, and you know what I'm saying, how it got started, what motherfucker was trying to do. They didn't really want it in the motherfucking industry and all of that shit.
What the documentary. Fuck, man? What the?
No, seriously, when that shit came out, and some of the first motherfuckers who was in the shit.
What are we doing?
What?
No, I'm just saying.
What are we doing?
J-Mac, so look. This is what I was saying, to be honest. So, you know, J-Mac can't recommend shit, right? I never recommend any fucking thing to watch.
And this is the first thing you recommend?
Yeah, just check it out and let me know.
In the middle of a conversation, this is what you recommend.
Yeah, fuck that shit. J-Mac goes on a tangent. What the fuck can I?
Can you wait till like after we're done with at least like a sentence?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'll wait till you get that.
No, it's fine. X-rated. We're going to all watch it because it sounds intriguing.
Okay, does do that.
Does that mean, it does. Is it the history of porn?
Hey, look at it, my nigga. Yes.
I don't want to watch the history. I just want to jack off to the new shit.
No. It won't be some shit that you could jack off to, but hey, it was, awesome. What that black dude, said something.
The black dude, yeah, okay.
It was a black dude. He said, I made that bitch. That nigga said, I gave that, God damn, I'll find.
This is the best review I've ever heard in my life, man. You are awesome. Yeah. I really want to see it. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to sleep tonight. I'm just going to watch that documentary.
You said what now?
I'm not even going to sleep tonight. I'm so excited about watching that documentary.
Gotta see it, Bianca. I see that black guy.
Oh, man. Listeners, I don't know.
I need you to listen. I'm not in the studio right now, so I can't tell for certain. But I'm going to need you to let me know if you're being sarcastic or not.
Who?
You. Because you were out there, and so I don't know if you're still out there sometimes.
Hey, but listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresonance.com, where you can listen to some other shows that are better than this one. This one has its moments, but sound quality and whatever the fuck Jay Smooth just did at the end of the show, I don't know. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And
we do.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. And we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.